drive out and labor with grains. Ayy. Or live long enough to vote, act on national with smoke crack. And do earns to get cash to get more crack. Don't play the game with no attributes. Not for your bros' gratitude. Nah, don't play the game if you afraid to lose. I played the fool, yeah. Then I played you fools. Where the total was zero status is about me making moves. I just made the moves, made a stack, paid for jewels. I ticked it up, paid it back, blazed the fumes, and switched it up. I had to shake them loose. I made some food, ate it up, made a tune. Made a few motherfuckers fall for being the greater fool. When shorty seen my bolos and I made a drool. I put her on her fours, then I made a move. I wanna watch the world burn like a herd of noose. Purple suit, plastic straw, sipping on a turtle soup. Stepping through puddles in some furry boots. Sipping on herbal juice.
Bougie.
Just promise me you'll never feel that pain. It's why I'm here, I'll never let you go.
Yo, shout out my shorty, horny for lamb back. Left her soul snatched, got her in the kitchen grilling up lamb rack. Sim shit or pimp shit, I hit the gym quick. Toss circles like a discus, when I wink directly at your mistress. Don't gotta ask, she's always in the mood to strip. Mayonnaise color bins, that's the best foods whip. I influence the industry, they act like I'm slept on. I'm just trying to find some snow that ain't been stepped on. And fuck trauma bonding, not some shit to connect on. And if you made it out the mud, I put some respect on. Yeah, plus the bar's too potent. Suckers die for the week and I live for the moment. No, ego stroking through my ocean. I glide like the tides when the full moon's showing. So it's nothing if you ain't feeling me. I'm irritated easily by stupidity. So get the fucking hell away from me. I used to find time for you. I guess I lost it. Remember back when we...
It's interlude, Chardonnay. That's right, Smoko Mokai. We got Dusty and Ghost in the studio. How you guys doing?
Good, brother.
Good, bro.
Good.
Feeling good. So glad to have you guys in here, man. This I went to pick this record up from Holiday Records, as I was telling you before. So sick. People are loving the vinyl. And the Blood Red was such a choice. Did you guys get to choose that?
Yeah. We did. That was our decision as a team. We just wanted to do something different because the first one we done like the Ponamu Green, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of just went with the colorway of the first record. And, you know, we came up with the idea to do some, like a, you know, kind of like a blood red kind of thing, you know, and we tricked everyone and made them think it was Merlot.
Yeah. Not the Merlot, man. Not the Merlot. Yeah. It feels so fitting that you guys are putting your stuff on wax too, because, you know, hip hop and vinyl go so hand in hand. And you guys clearly have like a reverence and a love for it too. Do you remember your first record, your first vinyl that you ever got?
Yeah, that's funny you say, because I was just talking about it today. Yeah, my first record that I ever bought was Sly and the Family Stone is Right Going On. Yeah, that was my first record I bought. I think it was, anyway. That's like as far back as I can remember. And if it's not, then it's like, that's within like the first five.
Damn.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was that record, yeah.
That's crazy timing. What about you, bro?
Oh, the first record I got, by way of not paying for it, but I just got given it, would have been Diamond Life, shout out.
Damn. Joint. That's a, yeah.
But I think the first one I would have bought would have been, I think it was either the Chronic or it was the Dre 2001 instrumentals.
Yeah. Those instrumentals go so hard, man. Yeah, sure. Speaking about records too, you guys dropped the music video for The One, which is shot partially in Kamuru Hi-Fi, which is beautiful. Tell us a little bit about this video. Who directed it?
Ray Edwards. I think the cool thing about shooting that video was that, you know, we got a DOP on board and a director on board who saw the vision, who's a fan of the music, and he's also Māori. You know, like, we're not racist or anything, but but it was cool to find someone who was Māori, because most people within these spaces aren't, you know, or they're not Polynesian, or they're not, you know, so it was hard to find someone who knew who we are as people, you know.
Yeah.
And he's just the man. Like, Ray's the man. Like, I trust him so much, and I think, the video was like a testament to how good he really is, you know. I mean, he shoots like big budget films, you know. Damn. So doing stuff like this is nothing to him, you know. He does it in his sleep.
It's so such a gorgeous video, man.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel like also on the note of like choosing your collaborators and curating the sound that is Moko Mokai, especially with this new record Pono, I mean, the soul samples and the influences of hip-hop from all over the world and from the States are there, but it's uniquely an Aotearoa influence and informed sound. Mm. How do you go about balancing those sort of worlds and influences?
Pretty much, at the beginning stages, it's not, like me and Dusty go back and forth, it's good having like, you know, both trust each other's ears, you know, but it's just whatever we resonate with, you know, vibes wise, we don't really have, we have a kind of a vision, but not too like, I don't know, stuck on that, just sort of evolves process, but we just, the sounds just come from what we vibe with, you know, and that, which is the music we sample, we don't sample, if anyone's listening.
There ain't no samples on here. Yeah.
No, we played it all.
We were replayed.
In 1973.
But yeah, you know, it's just, that's just, I don't know, that's, we all three of us, we all have this common thread that it's like connects us all, which is the music, you know, and it could be anything from whether it's hip hop, mainly it's all this sort of soul music sort of vibe, but it can just branches off from there, I guess.
It's hip hop, but it's so uniquely like Aotearoa too.
I think the cool thing about that is that we, like, I think me and Ghost don't really dictate the way that it feels uniquely from this country, you know. That's Manu doing all of that. Truthfully, you know, I 100%. Think the sounds and the sonics of the music is just what we, all three of us, like, align with. But in terms of the subject matter and the content and the visuals that you get and the feelings that you get that pertain to the country, like, that's from Manu, bro.
Artistry. The opening track being asking that question and like placing it within the context is so impactful.
For sure. His pens, you know, one of the greatest, like one of the best pens I know personally, you know, he's one of my favorite. Nah, he's not one of my
favorite.
When we had, speaking about uniquely like Aotearoa things, when we had Marlon Williams come up here for an interview, we played one of your songs beforehand. He's a massive fan of you guys, eh?
True.
Like, he loves your music.
Mean.
Like, he was like, awesome, like rapping along to the bars under his breath. And it's like, crazy. Yeah, he loves you guys, which is so sick. I did want to talk about Manu's bars. Unfortunately, he's not here to speak on them himself, but like, they kind of speak for themselves. Do you guys have a favorite like line or bar on this record?
There's tough,
a few, bro.
It's tough because he's, everything he does, there's always something that surprises us, or, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, he's just always sorts things to level up, even if he's rapping us old bars, you know.
Yeah.
He's written, like, whether they're on a track or not, he's just,
I feel like I got a few, but I feel like his most wittiest ones are the ones where he's forward thinking about the trajectory of like what people are doing now. We haven't even talked about it, but I believe that that's the reason why he done the my daughter learning Spanish from her concert. You know, sometimes I wish my name was Alejandro. Like, I think those ideas come from him trying to like shift the trajectory. I feel like if you ask him though, he'll be like, nah, G, I just, nah.
I mean, if there's a favorite verse of his on there, I don't think it's could be his best bars, but I feel on Wings, that verse on that, it's like the most sort of, I wouldn't say vulnerable, but the most,
it's raw,
depth of, you know. It's
I definitely do want to talk about Wings in a bit, but there's so many, talking about as well, like, starts speaking about a history podcast, like pulls out like Mike Duncan, who's like OG, like, who's doing that shit, man? Like, it's so good.
And that's what he's doing. I remember asking what he's been listening to lately. He's just like, nah, nothing, G, just listen to podcasts. And then next minute I hear the bars, you know, it was Craig up.
I did want to talk about the working process for you guys now, because when you started out, it was both of you kind of sending beat packs to Manu individually. Do you guys come together now with your own beats like ready to go and work together, or how does it work for you?
No, it was kind of the other way around. So the first time we linked up, we were doing that together as a unit for the first project. Like, we all came together over a couple of weekends and made music together. But over the time, the whole Whakarehu, all of those, originally the beats were all Ghost.
Yo.
So that's a whole project worth.
Damn. Yeah,
but we all sat down with them after we kind of made the structure and went through them beat by beat.
Yo.
But this dude made those from scratch. You know,
damn.
Like all of them. And then moving forward to this next one, it was, that's where I feel like we got to the point of like sending, not even packs, bro, just singles. Sending
some beats, yeah.
Damn.
Like just like I'll send two and this guy will send like six, you know, or like,
yeah.
And then two
and then he
three.
Won't tell us. Then he won't tell us which,
and
one
you'll
he
never know which ones they are.
Then we'll just turn know, up like, and then he'll have bars for certain beats.
Yeah. And then once we've kind of got the skeleton, then we can go through each one and think like, okay, this has got legs. This could fit. This could fit. And it just kind of builds from there.
Damn.
It's a collective effort of us just trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
it's a fluke, bro.
Yeah, it's a fluke. For real,
I think that's just raw talent, man. Raw talent coming together. Who produced Wings, by the way?
So this dude sent me. He sent me because I was hassling him to send me some sample, like just some stuff to listen to, like samples, whatever. Mm. He sent me like a pack, and like out of one of them there was the Wings joint. Mm. Like the sample.
I actually played that on the guitar.
Yo,
yeah. So
I was like. I actually played it on the guitar.
I got him to replay it, but
and then I sent it.
And then I was like, the first joint out of the pack that he sent, I just like spent hours and hours crafting it all. No, I just looped up some drums over it and stuff, and I sent it to Manu. It's a buzzy story because I sent it to Manu, and then because his working process is he'll just do what he does in his time, you know. It's just what he does. It's how he is, who he is. But I sent it to him, and I sent it to Louis as well, and then Louis just came out of nowhere and he said he'd written something to it, and then literally a day or two either before or after, Manu had written something to it, and then we didn't hear nothing until we went and recorded it. Then it just sort of fell into place with how everyone got on board with it, you know, and even getting Tyra on it.
That was amazing, bro, getting Tyra, you know, because she's a legend, you know, and this stuff. And that again, that was Mark, like, you know, Mark had a connect with her through living up in Whangarei. We connected through Jeremy Toy.
Kill.
It was just like, you know, just a real like organic way of connecting with people.
Yeah.
And then we ended up getting an Airbnb up north, and we all connected, and we Tyra came through and she ended up riding, and it was probably one of the most like beautiful experiences I had with like a legend, you know, working with Tyra.
Man, you can tell it's so fitting because it's like it's the emotional heart of this record for sure. But speaking about legends, you got a future legend on there too. You got a verse from Ma on the title track Pono. How did that come about? That's so sick.
You need a whole show for this.
This
story,
is a long story.
It's gone through about 50 beats different. Yeah, it's good though.
I hit up Ma to jump on a record. And she agreed to. And the story is that we got her to record over a beat that was originally going to be the beat that we used.
Yeah.
But the beat that you know, like from Porno, isn't actually the one that she recorded on.
Damn.
We went through something internally as a group to change the sound, essentially.
Yeah.
And we did. So the Porno that you know is not the Porno that we originally had, or the one that she recorded on.
Whoa.
It was actually a whole different song, and it sounds way different. Yeah. But we might do it live.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Into the tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk all about this tour, because it's your first headline tour, which is insane.
Yeah.
Where are we hidden? Where can people buy tickets, too? That's the important one right there.
Madcap Music. You can get the tickets from Madcap Music. And it's through Flickit, and we're playing shows in the major cities, Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland. Christchurch, we're playing at the Loons, and Wellington, we're playing at Meow, which is a beautiful venue.
Yeah,
that was a crazy venue. And Auckland, we're playing at the Grungy Double Whammy.
So, yeah, boy, we're gonna be there for sure, man.
Solid.
Thank you so much, guys, for stopping through. Cool. Love the record. We're listening to one. This is Moko Mokai. Buy the record, buy some tickets.
Yeah, oh, lastly, if you want to buy some tickets to the show, when you do buy tickets to the show, and if you missed out on a record, there's like an add-on on there on the Madcap Music page when you buy your ticket that you can add one of the records on, and they're going to stay up there until they sell out. So if you missed out, you can grab a record there.
You heard it there first, whanau. This is the one, Moko Mokai.
Bills for a rainy day. Shoot the shit at Barber Dance while I get a razor fade. My antics drive my lady crazy. Long as our babies are straight, shit would never make you gravy. Let's try to walk away from me. I got a good hiding, but I stayed cuffed. Gold and diamonds keep the shade off me. Thoughts be like, hey, my new chill, what's my day off? All hips when I'm dancing. And not, I want your chick. She a starfish. She suck, but she suck, and she think like a fascist. But yo, she share them lips like a Marxist. 80-20 nicotine, mixing the gross with. Saying well, well, while I'm fixing my glosses. Grab you by the collar of your shirts like, listen, you bastards. Don't make me put my kicks in your wasses. Listen, slick, I'm the suavest, I'm wavy. Skip past the spliff port from starboard. She a...
Yeah.
Yoshi with the tongue, but I'm smirk with stogie anywhere I want. Like Obi, I'm the one, yeah. Obi, I'm the one, like Obi, I'm the one, yeah. I'm Mowgli in the jungle, trying to be a mogul with the funds. Everybody know me where I'm from. Like Obi, I'm the one, the one, the one, the one, the one. Yeah, yeah. They waiting on my new tickle. No angel on my shoulders, only two devils. Lay the ticket on some new decor. The beat of black and blue like a poo kickle. I'm handsome and I'm humble. Hell, we don't do no magic with no muggles. He was hating, so I thanked him with my knuckles. Get the belt, spank him with the buckle. Groove in the moonlight with the sunset. Slow mo, run my fingers and my thumbs through. I see your bay watch when I'm on the beach. Used to have the braids locked when I was on the squeeze. They tell me I was born for the screen. Should be on the billboard, staunch with the teeth out. Garnier shine like Cartier, fly like Marty Mick when they see the hips in the party. I'm Yoshi with the tongue, but I'm smirk with stogie anywhere I want. Like Obi, I'm the one, yeah. Obi, I'm the one, like Obi, I'm the one, yeah. I'm Mowgli in the jungle, trying to be a mogul with the funds. Everybody know me where I'm from. Like Obi, I'm the one, the one, the one, the one.